This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We've called the Senate Legislative Procedure Committee to order, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Frerichs?
Here.
Maher?
Here.
Nordstrom?
Here.
Kurd?
Here.
Langer?
Here.
Haverly?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Lieutenant Governor Michaels?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. We have one or two issues that are going to be discussed here, and we'll try to keep them brief so that we can get on with the Joint Procedure Committee here in a few minutes. The first item on the agenda is the consideration of adding a new committee on Veterans and Military Affairs to Senate Rule S-4-1. I would like to turn it over to Senator Haverly to speak to this matter.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I serve on the National Council of State Legislators Military Affairs and Military Affairs and Veterans Task Force, and for about the last 6 months, I've been considering having a landing spot for our military, our veterans bills that come to us so we can dig into them deeper. But currently, I feel that the bills that are presented to us are appropriately scattered throughout different committees, and I just sometimes don't think that they get completely vetted. If, for example, if there was a committee that was currently standing, I think we need to be digging in deep and supporting General Reich's military readiness. There's Ellsworth Development Authority with all the issues that surround Ellsworth to ensure that our nation's defense is kept appropriately here, I would say, in South Dakota. And certainly the Veterans Affairs, we always see all these bills that come through. So my thought at first was a joint committee, and working with the Speaker Pro Tem, felt it would be better to have two separate committees, but it could come together jointly for some briefings if we wanted to hear a little bit more about the issues that are before us. I just feel strongly that the legislative branch does not have a specific landing spot where our military and our veterans can actually speak to the legislators, and we have a specific committee. So basically, that was my thought on it. A committee, much like retirement laws, would only be called at the time of when bills need to be heard, and perhaps a few briefings.
All right, very fine, and thank you for explaining that. Are there any questions or comments? Any discussion? You'll note if you look at the handout that Veterans and Military Affairs has been inserted at the bottom of the list, number 14. It's slated, should this pass, to be a five-member committee, and of course that would also be subject to discussion if we wanted to go five or seven. Again, it's open for discussion. Senator Kurd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I'd like to congratulate and thank Senator Haverly for bringing this important topic before us today for consideration. I think it's particularly poignant that we consider it. Certainly, there aren't the multitude of issues that would come before the committee to make it a standing committee, but I think it's entirely appropriate and dovetails quite nicely with the state's long history of supporting our military members, both active duty military and the Guard units that have been such an important part of the readiness posture of the United States military in defense of the homeland. So I think it's a long overdue discussion, and I'm glad that she brought it up today, and I hope that the assembled can find their way to support the process that she has outlined for us today.
Further discussion? It appears that we're not very chatty. I do have a suggestion that we name it Military and Veterans Affairs as opposed to Veterans and Military Affairs, but I don't know if that matters. It just seems to flow a little bit better, and that's how I've always heard it referred to. Any discussion on the number of members being contemplated? All right. So would it be understood that it'd be Military and Veterans Affairs?
Mr. Chair, if you need that formal motion, I'll make it that the committee be formally addressed as the Committee of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Second. And then it'd be five members. That's understood.
In addition, the motion will contain that the committee be made up of five members appointed by yourself.
All right. Second. And it's been moved and seconded. Moved by Senator Kurtz, seconded by Senator Frerichs, to include as number 14 under the standing committees, S4-1, Military and Veterans Affairs, which would be a five-member committee. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye, those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call the roll.
Ready? Senators Frerichs?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
We're 7-yea.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Senator Frerichs, I believe you have an issue that you'd like to bring before us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I know I over the interim, I've been in discussion a little bit with Senator Greenfield, along with others, about how we deal with the issues, especially in the terms of water management, that it often is either we'll have a brief interim committee, and then it's you know pushed aside, and there's never really any committee that has ownership on that. And so when I received the email that we knew we were going to have this meeting right away at the start of session, I shared my concern with Senator Greenfield that I felt that we should also talk about the importance of a water management committee. I think especially as we look at this issue on the non-meandered waters, whether or not that bill or bills that deal with that issue would go to a committee like this that may operate similar to retirement laws or just like what we talked about. It's something that I would like all of you to consider. I respect if you think that maybe just Ag and Natural Resources is a fine place and the ground is covered. But I guess from my standpoint, I still think that, you know, today the issue is non-meandered waters. Maybe in the future the issue is something on the irrigation side, or maybe it's, you know, the next issue that's out there in terms that focuses around water. And those of us that live and breathe ag issues, we most likely will be on ag committee, but there certainly is a lot of urban interests and other people that may or may not serve on that committee that can offer their expertise either during session or in the off season. And so aside from commodity prices, the lack thereof or the management of water is the second biggest issue in terms of agriculture in our state, which is the number one driver on our state budget. So I would ask the committee's support to consider adding a water management committee that would operate similar to retirement laws at a seven-member committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs. Any discussion on that matter? Senator Frerichs, would you like to state the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that we have a water management committee consisting of seven members that will meet at the call of the chair.
All right. I've been informed by staff that we would need to add this to the agenda with a two-thirds vote prior to proceeding to a vote. So we will go ahead. Senator Frerichs, I assume that you'd like to make that motion.
Yes, I would, Mr. Chairman. I guess I apologize, but my understanding was, and that was my question I had to you before this meeting and then even as we started here, if you were considering it, and I realize it wasn't in a listed handout, even though the knowledge was there before. But yes, I would make that as a motion. Thank you.
True, and yesterday was such a whirlwind. I thought I had made a call that I apparently hadn't made, so I apologize for that. It's been moved that we suspend the rules for the purpose of adding to the agenda the issue of adding a water committee to our Senate roster. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved by Senator Frerichs, seconded by Senator Maher to again proceed to add this item to the agenda. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. I guess that motion passed.
What?
I'm sorry I said that out loud.
All right. Again, Senator Frerichs, I'll restate what I think was your motion. That Senator Frerichs moved that an item number 15 be added under S4-1 standing committees to consist of a water committee comprised of 7 members. Is there a second? The motion dies for lack of a second. Senator Frerichs, I appreciate your thought process on that. And it's something I think that should be considered as we go forward. Quite honestly, water is probably the biggest issue outside of your core, you know, social issues, if you will, that dominates so much of our time and energy. And as you can attest to, this last summer, we had a very intense meeting on non-meandered waters. And you've been at the heart of a couple of very big issues. So I do appreciate what you've brought before us. And I, again, would urge everybody to continue to ponder that issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks to the committee. I certainly didn't do it to try to waste any time, but it is a huge issue, and so thank you.
Certainly is. Thank you. All right. Is there any further business to come before the Senate Legislative Procedures Committee? Any other business? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn would be in order. Been moved by Senator Langer, seconded by Senator Curd to adjourn. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. We are adjourned.